All right, y'all, we back live and direct. I'm not even gonna keep apologizing for spacing out these episodes, honey. It's life. I'm out here grinding. I'll be falling asleep on my couch at like 8 o'clock, so yeah, y'all gonna have to bear with me. But I love this and I love my podcast, so I'm definitely going to try to give it more commitment, so I apologize. Today, I want to talk about something that's been going on social media for the last, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 weeks now. The king of R&B. So, apparently, Jacquees stated that he is the king of R&B for this generation. And by this generation, he means between the ages of 16 and 25. Or I think he said 29, 16 and 29, something like that. 25, 26, I don't know. But I then saw a video, and I actually saw it on the Shade Room. Shout out to the Shade Room. They always keep me posted on every single thing that's going on in my favorite celebrities' lives. But I saw something where somebody was interviewing Keith Sweat. I guess they were having a concert, and Jacquees interrupted the interview that Keith Sweat was giving. And he's like, I said what I said. I'm the king of R&B. And the look on Keith Sweat's face was just like, he was about to take his belt off and beat Jacquees' ass. Like, who is this little First of all, let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't like Jacquees, because I do like Jacquees. I like his music. I like his sound. He's a dope artist. But Jacquees, boo-boo, sweetie, you became famous over singing covers of other R&B artists' songs. Now, you were singing covers of songs that literally were out before you were born, before we all were born. And that's how you became popular. That's how you became famous. Now, granted, Jacquees, I believe he has 2 albums out. His albums, his sound, very good. I'm not sitting here downplaying the man. But when you open your mouth to say that you are the king of R&B for our generation. Now, I just want to hit him. First of all, he's all of like 4'11". I need him to really sit down, okay? I need him to really, really like sit down. Where's his mother? Because she clearly did not teach her son how to humble himself. Sorry, Jacquees, but you are not the king of R&B for my generation. Now, I'm 25, okay? So I'm a 90s kid. Granted, all 90s kids grew up on the R&B music that our parents listened to. Most of our parents are 70s, 80s babies. And they listen to Keith Sweat, Genuine, I'll Be Sure, R. Kelly, Casey and JoJo, Jodeci, those type of things. Now, I think those men that I just listed, they can go to bat for king of R&B, or, you know, legend of R&B, or whatever the case is. But when it comes down to our generation, I'm sorry, but there's only one king of R&B for our generation, and it has to be Chris Brown. Hands down. That man can sing. That man can rap. That man can dance. He directs his own videos. He produces his own music. He has his own clothing line. He writes his own songs. Like, seriously? Like, I don't understand where Jacquees thought that he could label himself as king of R&B. Like, what have you produced out there? What have you really put out there for people to say, yeah, this dude right here, he not going away. He's just not going nowhere. He gonna be here. Chris Brown been here since his first album, where he was like, run it. Like, seriously? Since he first dropped, he has come back with nothing but hit after hit after hit. You hear me? Like, I knew that Chris Brown was not going nowhere when Michael Jackson died. And he did a tribute to Michael Jackson on the BET Awards. That's how you knew Chris Brown wasn't going nowhere. Chris Brown was the king of R&B. When Nate asked that man, that young man, to do a tribute to the icon, the king of pop. Come on, man. Come on. That's our generation. You sitting here talking about 1625. Jacquees, I need you to stop. 1625 and you singing about bed? That's what you want. Like, that's like, I'm sorry. That's just, I don't really hear Jacquees' songs on the radio like that. So then again, I don't really listen to the radio. So excuse me for those diehard Jacquees fans out there that are listening. But this is just my sole opinion. I just feel like Chris Brown, come on. He dropped the album with like 85 songs on it last year, okay? Like, it took me 2 work days to listen to that whole album. Then he came out with the same damn album with the same songs, but 18 new songs for Christmas. Bruh. And they all were hits. That's the king of R&B right there. Jacquees is not you, man. It's just not you, boo-boo. It's not you. Now, nobody's saying that you can't do covers of songs. You know, Ella May, she did covers for songs, and that's how she got her record deal with, I believe she's with DJ Mustard. A lot of artists do covers to songs. That's really how you get recognized. But Jacquees, all you do is covers to songs. All you do is covers to songs. Like, you had Bed, you got that new song out, what he did? I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. That. That's a dope song. I like that song. I think it's really like hood romantic. But Jacquees, the biggest thing you did in 2018 was your cover to Ella May's Boot Up. Come on, son. How are you the king when your biggest track is a cover song? It just upset me. I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks, but I wanted to make sure I got all my ducks in a row before I open my mouth. That way, whoever's listening and they want to countersuit what I'm saying, that, you know, we can have a fair debate about it. Because now I did my research, and I just feel like this whole thing is just ridiculous. You can't be the king of R&B if you're not out there putting in the work. You're not putting in no real work, Jacquees. You're not bringing out hit after hit after hit. You only got 2 albums out right now. And that's it. Chris Brown been doing this since he dropped. The man's been putting out album after album after album. To be honest with you, I don't even know how many albums Chris Brown got right now. To be honest with you. I just know that I got them on my phone. Every time I hear them, I just get hyped. The man is creative. He is his own category of amazing, talented. It's just like, I just feel like, what can't Chris Brown do? Like, what can't he do? He even draws. How could I forget about that? He can draw. The man is artistic. I'm pretty sure he's probably super smart. Only thing I don't like is Chris Brown's nose ring. I can't stand it. I cannot stand a man with a nose piercing. It blows mine. But other than that, Chris Breezy got all the things. All the things of King of R&B for our generation. And I mean our generation as in the 90s kids. The 90s kids, we are now in our 20s, close to 30. Sorry to remind y'all, but we getting old. We getting up there. But anybody that wants to interject, please feel free. Give me your opinion. I'm all about